So see, Dipogyan, in one hand Dipogyan, another hand reduction or removal of sinful activities. You get transcendental knowledge, your sinful activities will be reduced. Your sinful activities will be completely eradicated. So that process is called Diksha. Tato dikshedi shaprukta deshi goitattar kovidai. Those who are situated in tattva gyan, they identify this process as diksha. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used that expression diksha, the English expression, as initiation. And Srila Prabhupada naturally used that. So we can see that initiation literally means the beginning of spiritual life. And yes, this is how the spiritual life begins. The spiritual master gives Dipogyan, and as a result of that, the disciple becomes free from sinful reaction and becomes situated in the spiritual life. Spiritual. Goes back to God. This is what it is. Transporting from material nature to spiritual world. And there is a very beautiful vehicle. And this vehicle is the source of Krishna consciousness. In another way, this can be seen as an admission in an universe. Like to study in a university, you have to get admitted. Unless you get admitted, you can't study. So they all are holding these garlands. Give them the garlands on the, let them wear the garlands. The malagulu puriyadu. I know they are, it's meant to offer to me, but I am telling you to, you all wear it. So this transcendental knowledge, the Vajnana, is imparted through this process of Diksha. How is the transcendental knowledge imparted? The transcendental knowledge is imparted through mantras. The mantra is actually the element that reveals the transcendental knowledge in the heart. This is not a knowledge that one acquires through intellect. This is the knowledge that one acquires by chanting the mantra, meditating on the mantra. And these mantras are so precious, these mantras are so powerful that they are kept as a secret. Do you keep a very valuable thing openly or you keep it secured? Do you keep a very powerful instrument or wafer just exposed like that for anybody to have access to it? No. Like a nuclear weapon? Will it be kept in the marketplace? No. It is kept in a very, very secure opening. Similarly, the mantras were kept in as a secret. And it used to be imparted only to a qualified candidate. The mantra was given only to a qualified candidate by the spiritual master who had the mantra. Through this process of initiation. And this mantra used to be given in the ears so that nobody else could hear it. So, secret mantra. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the Hare Krishna Mahamantra available to anybody and everybody. See, mantra is so powerful and kept as a secret. Mantra is so precious and kept as a secret. What to speak of Mahamantra? Mahamantra was kept as a very, very special secret in other ages. People had access to mantra, but very few individuals had access to Mahamantra. Like, the difference is like a machine gun and a nuclear weapon. If the mantra is a machine gun, then Mahamantra is a nuclear weapon. So you can imagine. Machine gun, even a soldier has access to, but a nuclear weapon, very few. The commander-in-chief and the president of the state has access to the nuclear weapon. Or a diamond and Kohinoor. People may have access to diamonds. One can have diamonds. If mantras are diamonds, then Mahamantra is Kohinoor, the biggest and most brilliant diamond that has ever produced, that has ever appeared. So this is how precious this Mahamantra is. And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Mahamantra to anyone. Okay, come and take it. He is going out and giving it to him. Nityananda Prabhu is going from door to door and giving it to everyone. This is the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. In a way, it's kind of madness what he has done. It's mad to give this Mahamantra to anyone. And actually, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become man. He has become man in Krishna frame. So why he is behaving like this? An example can be given in this way. Is it possible for a beggar to become a millionaire? Can a beggar become a millionaire? It's impossible for a beggar to become a millionaire. But if the king says, okay, let all the beggars come to my treasury and take whatever they want. Can anybody stop the king? If the king wants to decide that? No. To go against the king, to go against the king's will, is the worst kind of crime. Revolution. Going against the king means revolting. And that's the worst kind of crime. So nobody can stop the king from doing whatever he wanted to do. But the king, can the king do that? He can tell, okay, let all the beggars come and take all the wealth from my treasury. But a king generally doesn't do that. Did any king ever done that? No. But what if the king becomes a man? Then only he can do such a thing. And the king of kings, Sri Krishna, has become man in Krishna prayer. And therefore, he is behaving in this way with his principal assistant, Nityananda, going out and distributing with Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, who is Brahma, who is the controller, custodian of the entire universe. Go, deliver the universe, distribute this Hare Krishna. And they are doing that, giving it out. The king said, so they are doing it. So this is the benefit that we have received in this age of Kali. Receive the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even a mantra is so rare. Only a Brahmin could get a mantra. Not only just a Brahmin, a qualified Brahmin. Just by being born in a Brahmin family is not enough. To qualify to get mantra, one had to be born in a Brahmin family and qualified to receive the mantra. Then only the guru could give him diksha. But look what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing. Like no consideration of caste and creed. No consideration of qualification. Qualification means, well, can you study scriptures? Can you do this? Can you perform this austerity? And can you be so disciplined? Are you practicing brahmachari life for so many years and so on? No such consideration. Come, anyone. Especially Nityananda Prabhu. Yatishtha Paridhato Guru Paridhato. My dear brothers, just chant the holy name. Tato Vashamsharam Guru. Then I will become responsible to take you across the ocean of material nature. Nityananda Prabhu is going out and inviting everyone. Yatishtha Paridhato. He is going from door to door. Akrata Paramananda Nityananda Rai Abhimana Shunamitai Navareka. Jare Dake Tare Kahe Dante Trinako. Whoever he is seeing, he is saying with a straw in his mouth. Speaking with a straw in his mouth means extremely humbly, considering himself to be like an animal that eats straw. And extremely humbly he is requesting, Amare kiniya lobo bhajago. You chant the holy name of the Lord and with that price you purchase me. See what kind of madness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is saying, you can buy me. You just buy me out with the price of this holy name. And not only that, not only he's saying that, ato guru nittanando bhume guru jaye, and saying that in ecstasy he is rolling in the ground. Shonar parvot janatunati kutai, and it appears as if a golden mountain is rolling in the dust. Nittananda Prabhu's bodily complexion was not golden mountain. And it appears as if a golden mountain is rolling in the dust. So this is the mercy of Nittananda Prabhu. This is the mercy of Chaitanya. So please try to understand what you are getting. You are getting something that is priceless. You know what you are getting? You are getting something that is rare for Lord Brahma. You are getting something that is rare for Lord Shiva. Brahmaru Durlabham Prem Shava Karichachi. Shiva Virinchi. Shiva and Virinchi, Lord Shiva, Brahma. It's rare even for Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, this holy name, which is the basis of Krishna fame, is being distributed in such a way that anyone can have access. So you're getting this holy name by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and especially by the mercy of Srila Prabhu. Just consider, had Srila Prabhupada not have gone to America, had Srila Prabhupada not started his contact, would you all be here? No. You wouldn't have think of Krishna consciousness. You wouldn't have had any access to Krishna consciousness. It is simply by Srila Prabhupada's divine management, through his ISKCON, that this wonderful opportunity has been available to all of us. So please take advantage. This name, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra that you will be receiving today, is not different from Krishna. No difference from Hare Krishna between Krishna. No difference between Krishna and the holy name. None other than Krishna himself. So you're getting Krishna, but there are 10 offenses. The offenses are something that prevents the Maha Mantra to manifest as Krishna. See, the offenses are actually something that will prevent the holy name to become Krishna. Now you just consider, if the offenses are removed, then what will happen? If offenses are removed, then the holy name will become Krishna. Then we will see that Krishna is, the holy name is Krishna. As we mentioned yesterday, that in the Kirtan Mela, in conclusion, that this holy name is not different from Well, it can be put it this way, just to give an example. A seed of a banyan tree and a banyan tree. Is there any difference? There may be some difference, apparently. It's a seed, but banyan tree is so huge. Now, if the seed falls on the ground and gets water, then what will happen? From the seed, the tree will become manifest. So similarly, we can, just an analogy, just an example. The holy name is like that. The holy name is like a seed. And if it falls on the proper ground, where is the ground for this seed to fructify? The heart. And now, If the ground is full of stones and rocks, will the seed fructify? The ground has to be fertile. So what causes this heart to become fertile for the seed to fructify? The fertility is Shraddha. The more Shraddha you have, more fertile the land will be. The more Shraddha you have, softer your heart will be. And make sure that there is no offense. Remove the offense, the winds. And constant hearing and chanting is watering the seed. And the field of the heart, if it is properly fertilized, if it is properly prepared, and if there is proper watering through hearing and chanting, then the seed will fructify into a seedling, and then gradually it will grow into the creeper of devotion, bhakti lata. And then this bhakti lata will grow and grow and grow, and it will penetrate through the coverings of the universe. It will penetrate through Viraja, Brahma Jyoti, and it will penetrate even Vaikuntha and go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And the fruit of the tree, first the flower of the tree is bhav, and the fruit of the tree is prema. So this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Now I give the example of Kohinoor, the most precious diamond. You know the expression, to cast pearls in front of a swine. Will a pig understand the value of pearls? He'll probably will sneeze and he'll say, "Oh, it doesn't smell like my food." And you know what the food from the pig is. And he'll reject it. He won't be able to properly take advantage. So let us try to recognize the value of this wonderful gem, Kohinoor. I give the example of Kohinoor. But what is Kohinoor? What to speak of Kohinoor? All the wealth of this universe you put together and it will come anywhere near this holy name. You put the holy name in one side of the balance and put all the wealth of this universe in one side of the balance. Which one will be heavier? Right. No comparison to anything in this material world. No comparison even to anything in the spiritual world. It's the highest asset, it's the highest wealth of the spiritual world, this holy being. So please take advantage of this holy name wholeheartedly. And the first thing you should consider is to free yourself from offenses. While chanting, make it a point that you are not committing any offense. So there are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy names. So we have to remember that. And not only remember that, when you are chanting also is a kind of prayer to Krishna. When you are chanting, remember Krishna is hearing you. Krishna is hearing you when you are chanting. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, and if you are in your mind you are saying, I wish I could get some money, I wish I could get some money. Then Krishna will give you that. Sometimes we find that the devotees become very rich because they are saying that, give me money. Desires become fulfilled by chanting. So we should be very, very careful what we are chanting, what is in our mind when we are chanting. And what should be our first prayer to the chant while we are chanting? Krishna, please allow me not to come in. Please protect me from coming in. That should be the first prayer. Krishna, please allow me not to come in. Because then only the holy name will become worship. Then only the rest of the things will happen. The name, we'll see that the name is Krishna himself. Krishna has invested all his potency in the holy name. Nija sarva shakti satrat. His, all his shakti, wealth, potency, he has invested. If Krishna's potency is in there, then doesn't it mean that Krishna is there? If Krishna, all Krishna's potency is there, that means Krishna is there. So the holy name is Krishna.